And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I bet it's been a while since you've heard that classic song, Spooky. And you know why? Because tomorrow is Halloween. I can't believe it already. So good morning. I hope you're having a good morning so far. I'm excited to have some new guests in the studio who have not been here on Pep Talk before. Our friends are here from Center of Sacred Space in Pensacola. And we have with us this morning Kay Westmark and Danelle Seeger. Did I pronounce that correctly? So yes. Good morning, ladies. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Meg. We're excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you because this is an organization that, I feel like I've lived in Pensacola for a while and it has not really been on my radar. And I'm really excited to learn more about who you are and what you do because I guess you started sort of recently in the early 20s. I said 2021. Is that 2021,
right? 2021. October 2021. At the end of October 2021, we became a 501(c)(3).
Okay.
Nonprofit. Yeah.
Excellent.
Exciting.
Well, give me the history. Tell me what it's all about and what your mission is.
Yeah. Well, so we came to understand that this was something we wanted to do because of our own transformation that happened from being trained with mm-hmm. the art of holy listening and learning how to companion someone spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And so we began and we started with our spiritual direction training program, which is a 2-year program that teaches people how to do that deep listening.
So this is a group that's more of, it's a spiritual ministry in a way, or a spiritual group that has come together?
It is. Yeah, it is. And we create safe, sacred space
mm-hmm.
So people can feel heard, loved, belong, and seen.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that all people matter, and we want that sacred center to understand that all people matter.
Well, that's certainly a message the world needs today.
Yeah,
no
exactly.
question about that.
Exactly.
So this is very interesting. So you've been here in Pensacola, and you came together as a group to form this very supportive group.
Kind of
on a spiritual quest. Is that my understanding?
It is. You know, if you have never been listened to non-judgmentally, you may not know what that does for an individual in healing.
Mm.
When we can really deeply hear ourselves in a space that's hospitable enough to be able to see and hear ourselves because someone cares about you and they just open that space to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has been a healing journey for many people. One of the comments that we got from our last training was from a woman who had been in church her whole life, is a worship leader. And she expressed that our community was the one place that she has ever felt she could be 100% who she was.
Wow.
And to be accepted for who she was, and to be seen, and to be heard, and to know that she was loved. So that's a big testimony, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So Danelle, what is your role with the, would I say, so you call it the center or church or ministry? How do you prefer to be called or referred to, or how do people relate to you, I guess would be the best question.
Well, my role is that of director of spiritual formation and worship.
Mm-hmm.
Kay and I just refer to ourselves as the center most of the time to keep it short and sweet.
Okay.
So I do a lot of, I provide a lot of formational opportunities for people, whether that is, a mindfulness
mm-hmm.
retreat day, whether that is we have an Enneagram retreat day coming up, which is a personality typing
mm-hmm.
system.
I've actually seen some corporations that are doing that
yes.
now, actually.
Yes,
the Enneagrams.
It is a very effective way to get to know yourself
mm-hmm.
and God and others and It leaves room, makes space, if you will, to deepen all of those relationships.
When you say formational, what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, spiritual formation is the process of being formed into the image of Christ for the sake of the world, for the transformation of the world,
mm-hmm.
Is its simplest definition. And so when we provide a formational opportunity, we are providing sacred space for spirit to come in and do that transformational work that conforms people into the image of Christ. And that inner journey is what opens up the space for healing of deep wounds. And then people go out and offer that to others.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really beautiful thing to witness as people deepen their relationship with God and with others and provide that same sacred space for others.
We're talking this morning on Pep Talk with Kate and Danelle, who are with the Center for Sacred Space, and it's an organization here in Pensacola that I find to be very intriguing. I had not heard of y'all before, so this is fun to have you on Pep Talk, and I'm guessing some of our listeners are hearing about you for the first time, too. So if you have a question or a comment and would like to text that in, 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you this morning. So you don't necessarily have a center or a facility, but the center is more the idea of bringing people together.
It is. And it's an idea of understanding the center is within you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That sacred place that only you hold is inside each of us. And
right.
So to recognize that and to understand the worth of that is what we hope people will experience when they are taking some of our events that programs that we're offering, and
mm-hmm.
we do hear really good witnessing of just finding peace and finally understanding who they are, because when you're given that space, you can really understand who you are,
mm-hmm.
and it slows you down, right? We live in a really fast world.
No question about it. With the cell phones and constant emails and texts,
yeah.
You very rarely get a chance anymore to have quiet space.
You don't. And once you do, and once we offer that, they're like, oh, you know, like there's a sigh
mm-hmm.
almost, because it is so peaceful and calming. And we need that in this world, and we need those pauses to remember who we are and to remember how important we all are as a community. And we are trying to build transformational communities. I think that's the way forward, right,
mm-hmm.
to take care of each other.
Right.
And to really learn to love each other for who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And once we do that, then people can grow from there, because they are seen and they're heard. And there's a lot of people who've never had that experience, Meg,
mm-hmm.
who've never really been listened to.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear that often in our communities that we're building. So it's really important work. And
it sounds like a very powerful mission.
It is.
And I'm wondering now, what are some of the things that you do just to support that mission, that if someone was listening today, that they could maybe get in touch with you and might want to participate? So how, if they're sort of intrigued, like, what is this all about?
Yeah.
Where can you have a website?
And we have a website.
They can go
centerforsacredspace.org.
Okay.
And on there, you'll see a tab that says formational opportunities. That's where we list all the things. So we have on November 13th, this Finding Yourself Through the Enneagram is
mm-hmm.
one of our offerings that's coming up. On November 15th, we have we do three retreats a year in nature at our Naval Live Oak here in,
mm-hmm.
in Naval
right.
Live Oak.
Yeah,
right?
It's a great place.
It's a great place, and we go out in nature and just enjoy and learn how to contemplate that and be in community with that and getting in touch with the environment and eco-spirituality, right?
Okay.
And then on the 21st of December, we offer a longest night service. It's a contemplative service,
mm-hmm.
both at St. Christopher's and at First Methodist, where those who have carried a lot of grief this year, who are weighed down by that, or maybe they feel hopeless. And it's a beautiful space. It's quiet. It has beautiful music. There is a time of call and response, and there's also a time of anointing and prayer if you want. And so it's a beautiful space.
Okay, well, we're going to come back and talk more about these events and the mission of the Center for Sacred Space. If you have any questions or comments, text them in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the break. Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And pleased to have in the studio with me this morning, Kay Westmark and Danelle Seeger, who are with Center for Sacred Space. So you've got a big event coming up.
We do.
So let's hear all about that.
We're real excited. We're having our first fundraiser, and it's called Behind the Scenes with composers Matt Nelson and Dan Hasseltine from the hit series The Chosen.
Oh, that's very popular
right
now. Yeah,
we're real excited. It's happening this Sunday, November 2nd at Gulf Breeze United Methodist Church. And you can go on our website, Center for Sacred Space, to reserve a seat. And so we'd love for you to come. It's going to be an opener. Our opening act will be White Tie Rock Ensemble.
Oh, they're great.
They're great.
They're a lot of fun.
Yeah. Followed by a deep dive with Matt and Dan into the music and the phenomena of the hit series, The Chosen. And they will share about their craft of film scoring, show parts of the process and action with scenes from The Chosen and other projects that they're exploring. And Matt, who has just been trained in our spiritual direction training, who just graduated, will also explore and let you know how that has transformed him and intersects with his now art of crafting his art. And so we will also have their performance. They'll perform too, and we'll have a Q&A session. And so it's going to be a great evening. So come out. We'd love to see you.
So this is pretty cool. You've got the two people that have written the music for The Chosen.
Yes, the whole TV series. And we also, if you cannot come, we will have it recorded, and you can go on our Center for Sacred Space and we'll send that to you, yes.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Okay. So is there a price or a ticket price for the event?
$35.
Okay. And then where do I go if I want to get a ticket?
Just go to our centerforsacredspace.org, and you'll see a banner that says Behind the Scenes. Just click on that banner, and it'll take you right into the site to reserve seats. And if for some reason you don't get a chance to, then just come and you can pay at the door.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And this is going to be at Gulf Breeze United Methodist.
In the sanctuary. Yes.
Okay. In the sanctuary. Okay.
And we'll be there to welcome you.
And what time again?
Oh, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. And this
five
sounds
to
exciting.
Seven.
So if you have an interest in music, maybe you have an interest in the mission of the Center for Sacred Space, I think it'd be exciting to kind of see how they've taken what they've learned at the center, is my understanding, and then apply that in their musical careers, which is pretty neat.
Exactly. And we'll have a small reception afterwards, so you can meet Dan and Matt, so that's exciting too.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. If you have a question about all of this, please, you can text it in on the Pep Talk text line at 850-437-1620. Kate and Danelle are here talking about the Center for Sacred Space. So you have this big event coming up, and that's this Sunday.
Yes, and I do want to thank all of our sponsors. We've had wonderful sponsors and support, and we couldn't do it without them.
Okay. Well, you're welcome to list them here if you like.
Yeah, so it's... McLeod and Thompson are our gold sponsors, are McLeod and Thompson Law Firm, Center for Clergy Care, and then individuals, Dave and Lindy Kessler. And then we have many more.
Oh, I know the Kesslers. Yeah,
yeah,
they're
good,
great.
Yep. Good.
They're also Georgia Bulldog fans.
Okay, good. I didn't know that.
I see you. You learn something every day.
You do. Oh, wow.
Oh, that's great. So you have this big event coming up on Sunday, but then you provide programs and things that can help people maybe take a break from the craziness of the world and find out a little bit more about themselves. And so talk a bit about some of the programs you've got. You mentioned the Enneagram.
Right.
And you mentioned a couple of other things.
Right.
Maybe review again what we just talked about.
Right.
So we have on November 13th a day retreat with Reverend Emily Kincaid, who is our executive pastor at First United Methodist Church. She will lead that Enneagram retreat. She does a beautiful job teaching. She's very approachable. And then on the 15th, we have a nature retreat day at Naval Live Oaks, and there we'll get to experience some scripture and kind of pray and contemplate God in nature, which is eco-spirituality, which the end goal is that it will heal our relationship with creation. We have been the ones who have damaged creation. And so it gives us that opportunity to, heal our relationship with creation, that it is a gift from God.
So I did get a question that just came in, and the question is, are you affiliated with a particular religion or church?
No. We are not.
Okay,
which
so
is, well, you, which I, was by design.
Okay,
yeah,
but it does sound. I think you are Christian based. Or we, explain what kind of what that
yeah,
means.
Yeah, so we are Christian based, but we accept all people and all different faiths, or no faiths. You know, perhaps you are more of a universalist, and so you are accepted as well. So we're very open and inclusive of all people, really wanting to be there for the people on the margins and the people who are not on the margins. You know, it's just wide open.
Okay. So you have the retreat that's coming up. You have the big event this Sunday. And throughout the rest of the year, what are some things that people could look forward to if they wanted to get involved?
I think the best way to do that is probably to go on our website because we're winding down, right?
Right. Of course.
So we have this one more in December, this the longest night, you know, for those who are grieving, and that it will be December 21st at St. Christopher's and December 17th at First United Methodist.
Yes.
And so our website is really the place to go to get all that information and also to register.
So anybody of any faith would be welcome to come to that, especially if I understand correctly, if you've experienced a loss
right.
in the last
or
year.
Or no faith. Perhaps you're just, you know, maybe you're longing or searching and just need a space to be.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you can find out more about them on the Center for Sacred Space.org. Is that correct?
Center
yes. Center for Sacred Space.org.
Right.
And if you have a question, 850-437-1620, we will be right back on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk on Thursday morning on Halloween Eve. Halloween Eve right here.
Yes.
And we have in the house from the Center for Sacred Space, we have Kate Westmark and Danelle Seeger, who are both here. So you have a couple of big events. The big event on Sunday, which is very exciting. That's at 5 o'clock at Gulf Breeze United Methodist Church. And it'll be the composers from The Chosen will be there to talk about how they compose the music, which is really cool. But you do things throughout the year, and you said you do have some online things as well?
Yes.
Throughout the year, we have online offerings. We don't have anything coming up through the end of the year, but, you know, we've done online mindfulness workshops. We've done online workshops around trauma and healing of trauma. We've done online workshops on just anything that we can. It gives us a way to bring in speakers that we wouldn't have an opportunity to otherwise, because we'd have to also provide travel,
of course,
and room and board, and
that makes a lot of sense. So, if I wanted to get involved, I'm hearing about this, and do I volunteer? Do I call you? How do I get in touch with you to either get on a mailing list or find out what you're, you know, get involved? How do I do that?
Yeah, I would suggest that anyone interested in getting to know us better and finding out more about what we have to offer, just simply email us at admin@centerforsacredspace.org, and Kay or I will respond. We'd just be happy to talk with you.
Okay, that sounds great. And you do have a website?
We do. Yes. Centerforsacredspace.org.
Okay, so if I go there, I can find out about these upcoming events.
Okay. Yes.
I'm particularly intrigued by the Sunday event. That sounds like a lot of fun. I think that's going to be really neat. But also the two more you had, the Enneagram. When is that one again? And then the long one.
November 13th is the Enneagram.
Mm-hmm.
November 15th is the Nature Day.
Right.
And then the 21st is the longest night at St. Christopher's, and on December 17th at First United Methodist Church.
Excellent. Okay, Kate and Danelle, thank you so much for coming into the studio this morning to tell us all about the Center for Sacred Space. If you're interested, you can find out all this information on their website at centerforsacredspace.org. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you, Meg, for having us.
I'm looking forward to taking a break and relaxing and hearing some great music
on
Sunday.
Come join us.
It'll be fun.
Yes.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back with you right after the news on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.